Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Did I buy a bunch of crypto? Yes. Did I lose 80% of my money? Yes. Am I going to get it back? Yes! Metaverse real estate. Wake up, America. I already own 73 meta acres. I mean, in my defense, who could have guessed that a digital painting of a monkey with a hat on would lose its value? Bitcoin's not going anywhere, by the way. El Salvador uses it, which I own a house in. The metaverse version. Yeah. I rent. And I don't like these people saying, crypto's just MLMs for dudes. It is not that. It is way worse. I was a multimillionaire for like a week, and now I have $11. Dad, I just need 1 month's rent, and then it's gonna come back. No, she left too. She took the dog, but the dog's not gonna grow in value. What do me and NFTs have in common? We're both non-fungible. Yeah, I cannot get a girl to respond to me, but that's your loss, because I'm gonna have a penthouse and a digital Fiji. No, I didn't just get lucky and ride a wave. Like, I'm a businessman, so I'll figure it out. I'm a full-blown doge bag, dude. Katie, we lost some money on crypto. Thought I'd wait to the podcast to tell ya.
That's a good time.
I woke up one morning and where I keep my crypto says, this thing is probably going to go bankrupt. So I don't know if we'll ever get that back. So
I remember you telling me about that website about a year or two ago. And I was like, whoa, that seems too good to be true.
Right?
And it is. So
they say the baby has ears.
Uh-huh.
No college.
Yeah, I mean,
we're back. Correct opinions. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Enjoy today's episode. Let's roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
It's a reasonable amount. I was like, I'm gonna get into this a little bit. I got really into it when it was everything was popping. But mm-hmm. I feel I'm proud to say, you know, it's weird feeling to be proud to lose money, but I am.
I'm proud how little I lost.
Yes, I am.
It's like I lost some money, but not nearly as much as I could have. I got out like a year and a half ago. That feels good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did? You got out?
So I still have Bitcoin, but I got out of everything else like a year ago.
Oh my gosh.
Wise.
You start a crypto podcast or something.
It's called How to Lose Just a Little Bit of Money. Yeah. You're not going to become rich.
There'd be a lot of guys that should listen to that.
Yeah. But how not to lose a ton.
By no means going to be rich. Yeah, it's been crazy. That was funny. So it's BlockFi, mm-hmm. which is like, if anyone has appreciation for investments, finance, it was like, you can hold your crypto in BlockFi and it gave you like 8-9% return. You know, like when you put, it was like, this is, like you said, maybe too good to be true. Duh. So I put a little in there, like might as well. Very little.
It was too good to be true.
Well, it's not.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know yet. They've frozen their site.
Which is normally a good thing.
Yeah, you like when they do that. When they're,
you log into like your normal like Bank of America, like, hey, we're frozen for the day. It's a very common thing. A lot of big banks.
I'd like to take some money out. I need it. And they go, nope. Uh-huh. And that's a good sign. You're like, oh, you're working on something. I'll give you time.
Something big's coming. So where Trey and I are at with our money.
Excited. Katie, got any crypto or you know? You didn't?
No, it looks like you took it all.
Derek, did you do crypto at all?
I did. I made dozens of dollars.
Yeah.
Whoa, he's a positive.
Yep. That's right, he did.
So
I'll tell you what I've done. I didn't technically make money, but I forgot that I still had Doge in Robinhood. And then I got some sort of like ad for Robinhood recently. And I was like, oh, yeah, I should download that again. And there was money in there. And it had plummeted. But the fact that I almost didn't remember I had money in there felt like
Didn't you also have surprise money in Coinbase?
Yeah.
That's where I did a brand new with Coinbase. Yes. And you edited the video. And it was I was like, you have to just post like a screen record of the Coinbase app. So I guess you're like, oh, I got to log in. This is annoying. You're like, oh.
No way.
Cool.
I have Ethereum? I thought I got out of that.
I love this conversation. Imagine my grandparents be like, yeah, I had the Doge and the Robinhood. And then the Ethereum showed up off the Coinbase.
And then a couple years ago, I remembered I have some NFTs in NBA Top Shot. So, you know, talk about diversify.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm set.
Yeah. And did you ever get your... I got my hands on a Bored Ape and my Ethereum skyrocketed. Hodl, hodl, hodl. It's another language, but... KD, you following?
Nope.
let's get to some videos and comments from fans. We love this. First, I want to start with Horse Girl. She commented on the last YouTube video.
No. Horse Girl. You had it the first time.
Sorry. Bleep out Anna. Horse Girl. She said, if I make the Olympics, I will legit wear Correct Opinions merch at the Olympics.
Wow.
See you there. So we have to go. We got our first sponsored athlete on Correct Opinions, and we will go if she's in the Olympics. We're going to be there.
I saw another comment that was like, can we know what your horse's name is? And she was like, just for now, it's Correct Opinions or something like awesome. That. And someone else commented like, you know, the play right now is, you know, bet the house on Correct Opinions.
Yeah, bet the house. She's like, for now. She's like, if this thing breaks this leg, we're going to have to go to another one. Let's not name it yet.
Yeah.
So thank you, Horse Girl. We got a few videos from fans. Send your videos and your questions to the Correct Opinions Instagram page. Let's roll these for us, Derek.
All right. I am driving, but don't worry.
This is Connor. What's up, Connor?
Stoplight. About 10 seconds ago, Trey, you just said that that Lindsay Lohan that Lindsay Lohan and Herbie Fully Loaded had all the boys fully loaded.
Yeah.
And Katie, your reaction just killed me. So I'm just sending love to the pod. I love it. I've been driving for like 4 hours today running errands. And that I almost spit out my water when I heard that. It just felt so out of left field. So just sending a lot of laughs, clearly. And I love the pod. I love y'all. That was great. I'm glad you didn't cut it out.
Yes. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
Shocker. The guy with the massive mustache loved the fully loaded joke.
The ginger mustache. He had a special connection to Lohan. She was a redhead, naturally.
Yes, her and her twin both. Mm-hmm.
Now she kind of looks like an NFT now.
Losing value. Is that what you meant?
Yeah. I mean, all of those. Yeah. Talk about a bored ape. I am. Referring to me. She doesn't look like an ape. She looks like a lovely woman.
Yeah. She's very fetch.
More of a fetch. Fetch. Thanks for sending that in, dude. Yes. You know, we try to have fun here. Katie's reaction really made me self-conscious, but we kept it. Oh, my goodness. The best part of... I don't know if any of you guys try this with your wife, Rachel, your wife, Derek, like I love to say super boy humor to Katie out of left field and I'm batting up. She dies laughing every time. And you can tell she's devastated that she thinks it's funny.
Interesting. I haven't tried this.
I did. Anyone seen this TikTok trend? I was messing around and I was up on our kitchen island and I go, oh my God, I was on all fours. I go, oh, I think I pulled something on the table and she totally bit it. She's like, are you okay? And then I started twerking. And she just goes, oh my God. And also laughing. I could tell.
Because it's also like, let's start the story with the fact that he was on top of our kitchen island.
It's a big island.
With
a brown
hamstring on the island.
Like, I mean, I just, what else am I supposed to
say? What's more embarrassing? That I was up there for no reason or that you fully thought I was up there just like cramping on the kitchen island? Katie, get over here. Ah, ah. Toss me a banana. It's right there.
I think it's the fact that you were up there. But
anyway,
you know,
you guys should all try.
It was pretty good, though.
Did you see Justin Jefferson? He scored a touchdown this past week. He starts doing like the gritty. He's got this touchdown dance, and he does the fake hamstring pull. And he's got a which two things happen. One of his teammates comes up and like is like kind of roughhousing him, and you could tell visibly he was so upset that he had ruined his like touchdown dance. And also, what happened is the announcers were like, "Oh no, Gene
Jefferson
seems to be down. He pulled something. Celebrate. That's what you get. You know, you showboat, and that's what you get." And it's like these guys have no idea.
I mean, it's doing a dance. It's going to start to become impossible to be like, they're going to have to get like 23-year-old announcers for these. I mean, these guys are doing, he's gyrating out there. What is he doing? Oh, he pulled something.
Gyrating.
They're saying he's sturdy. He's sturdy. He's 175 pounds. I mean, how sturdy can he be? He's not as sturdy as the lineman.
It'd be tough to keep up with. It is.
I don't even know if Derek and Katie even know the reference just made.
Nope.
Riz. I told you about Riz this morning.
You did teach me. There's a hierarchy here. Trey, me. Derek
again, Gen Z, you know, confirm this with me, but Riz, have you heard this? Mm-hmm. It's a new term with the kids. I, from my best knowledge, it's kind of synonymous with swag. It's like, you game with the ladies.
Charisma.
Jay, you got any Riz?
Oh, for charisma. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even put that together. I was associating the word with charisma, but I didn't.
Holy cow. That's got to be. So it was created.
I don't even know. You just said it. And I was like, that's got to be short for that.
That's why we're going to Paris.
That's why we do what we do. I think that's some like that Twitch streamer I saw coined it.
There is.
It's probably derived from charisma. Wow.
That's not too hard. That's how you create new slang.
Yeah.
Just a word with like, you know, six or more letters and just take the middle syllable and just kind of make it. A little pizzazz to it.
Yeah. Let's start one now. It's like, don't you hate it when you're just hanging out and out of nowhere you get a random Herbie?
That is a different format than what
make it a thing. There she goes. She thinks it's funny. Yes, that's embarrassing. For you, that's a very inappropriate. Cover his ears. All right, next video. What we got?
Hear you guys riff on, you kind of touched on it, but if you were to do like the most PC possible spirit week, what would the days be? Because I was trying to think of if there is anything that's safe, but even things like wear your favorite color day could be problematic, so I'm just not sure if there's anything out there. So congratulations to Trey and Katie on becoming parents. Jake, congratulations on becoming a fiance.
Thank you.
Derek, just keep on doing a great job.
All right.
The family man of the group. Appreciate
Derek.
You.
Oh, family man Derek.
Parents out there. And I hope y'all have a great week.
Thank you, man.
That's great. That you can tell nothing came to mind instantly about Derek.
And Derek, she's like, family man. I mean, Derek is a family. He does have daughters, but I will tell him he is an absent father. He's not as good as you think.
I know he looks the part.
You know. He's super nice to me, but I'm kidding. Thank you. That was Elizabeth. Thank you for sending that in. Elizabeth.
Zabeth.
Wait, Liz is... So when a woman's called Liz, it's from...
It's either Lizard or Elizabeth. Those are the two that I have found.
Okay, got it. Dude, I hope so badly one of us meets a Liz soon. Is that short for Lizard? That's a great joke.
Was your family name, you got a grandma named Lizard or something? Or how'd you get the name Liz?
Passed down. Do I need to turn it down in here? Are you quite, or what? I confuse myself. Are lizards hot or cold?
They're cold blooded.
So they need warmth. No, the opposite. They crush it in deserts. Lizards.
That's a great sentence. It's either they crush it in deserts or they low-key vibe in the winter.
This is so much riz in the Sahara.
12-year-old boys conversation. You could just implant this into any middle school group and they're like, the lizards.
Oh, I need to talk to a 12-year-old will know more about warm and cold-blooded animals than
I know.
Here's what I remember. Cold-blooded animals, it's like we can adapt, like our insides can stay the same. That's what it is. I think cold. Here we go. Here it is. I started talking out loud and I found it. Our insides, we stay 98 degrees no matter what, but we might be cold.
Yes.
I think a cold-blooded animal just goes to whatever that temperature is. They're capable of, like, if it's cold outside, they will become cold.
We can be far more active. Or wait, we need far more calories than lizards.
A lot of lizards are gluten-free.
Because our bodies are working harder to maintain that.
I think at least some of this has got to be true.
Yeah. Everyone, yeah.
Not every sentence.
You get the rest. But we were talking a while back. We were talking about yeah, like Spirit Weeks and how we did like Gender Bender Day, and obviously they're not doing that anymore. So yeah, she asked, Liz asked, what if there was a, if we could pick out the Spirit Week this year for any school, what yeah. what could we help them out with?
Give PC some ideas. Spirit Week. Monday is just yeah, you got to be careful. Politically correct. Inanimate Object Day. Mm. Just come dressed as one. I'm talking mailboxes, tripods.
Doorknob.
Doorknob, yes, mm-hmm. that's a favorite. Mm-hmm. Keyboard, chew.
And there's no risk of that being problematic?
I don't think so. non-religious, inanimate object day. It's yeah. a little bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, that is key. Because I was right thinking, you know that one weird kid at school somehow figure out like a swastika costume.
Yeah, it comes as an AR-15 as a costume.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that doesn't work. All right.
Fully loaded.
0-1. Your turn.
So yeah, that doesn't work. She, yeah, like she said, even a colors day. Because what if someone shows up with the color?
I don't know what the right answer is.
It's gang related.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So which gang are you? Did you ever have those weird kids in high school that would like wear all red? And it's like, well, you're definitely not in a gang, but you're like... Does this all you have to do if you just wear all red?
We had a bunch of like me. Overweight white kids wear like monochromatic like outfits. Is that what you mean? Like light blue on top of like navy blue?
Yeah, that's what. Yep. Uh-huh.
We had that.
Yeah. Oh,
we
had yeah. that.
Yeah. Same thing. Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Same
Stratford. Thing. Go Indians.
Oh,
do you have an idea?
No.
PC Spirit Week.
You could do Water Day.
Okay.
Where all the kids, they just drink only water that day.
Some people don't have access to clean water.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that
yeah
was,
are we
okay,
are we capitalizing? Are we fetishizing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the H? Fetishizing. Fetishizing?
I'm glad I'm not the only one on here that can't get words that? Out.
Lindsay Lohan Day.
Lindsay Lohan Day.
She's been in a number of movies. You dress up as any of them.
That is kind
I
of funny.
I don't know if those are all like school appropriate outfits, though.
Oh, which ones weren't?
Mean Girls outfit.
Yeah.
That she performed.
Definitely.
Not that I just have that backlogged ready to go. just first thing I thought of.
Yeah, you couldn't do that one part of the movie where she's wearing purple low cot spaghetti strap tank top. I've maybe seen Mean Girls once.
What?
I wasn't really? Allowed, Derek. Yeah, I'll send
sense.
You my parent, my mom's
sense.
Number.
They're wearing little like tiny Santa outfits that are like tiny skirts and crop.
They probably saw me watch Herbie and they're like, this kid's not ready for Mean Girls.
Can't handle yeah. Mean Girls. He's not ready for that. Yeah.
That is disturbing.
I'm done with that bit. We're good. Milked that for all it's worth. No pun intended.
I really can't think. I'm trying to think of like PC, like truly PC spirit days where no one could complain.
Ballpark day. Dress okay. like you're going to the game. Maybe you're a player. Maybe you're a fan.
Oh, this is kind of fun. This is kind of wholesome.
You bring a hot dog.
Maybe I was going to say jersey day is pretty.
Well,
then it's like, Samantha now wants to bat for the other team.
And
there's a jersey for that?
Well, ballpark day would be a great way to showcase that, right?
You're right.
Yeah. So ballpark day, we're onto something here. You could come as a mascot. You could bring peanuts.
Yeah.
What about those people with peanut allergies? You can't bring those in school.
That was good.
That was good, Katie. Yep.
Crap. I liked ballpark day. It was pretty wholesome.
Well, we were almost there. But yeah, shout out to the kids with peanuts. I know, you ever been on a plane?
Yeah.
They're like, don't even... If you had peanut butter in the last 24 hours, we're taking you off this flight.
You have to sit like in the cockpit or something.
Yeah.
Stay in the bathroom the whole time.
They're like, don't even let the vapors come into this
place.
Do
they announce? I mean, there have been several times where because I've been on one plane where I think they announced it, but sometimes I'm concerned like maybe they didn't announce it yet. What if someone goes in anaphylactic shock because I'm about to eat my protein bar that has peanut butter in it?
You're the problem.
Wow. Do you just go around thinking of... Like others?
Other people.
Like, how can I tell someone today? Mm-hmm. What could I do?
Mm-hmm. I will say it is nonchalant. And you see half the people with headphones. Like, by the way, nut allergy, don't eat them. I've heard that once in a while. And I'm like, okay. I guess that's why Southwest had those sweet honey roasted peanuts.
Mm. Mm.
And all, you know, the Brecklands of the world and the Beckett's. Ruined that for me.
At first, split second, I thought you were naming like types of like nuts that I'd not heard of. I was like, I don't know about Brecklin.
The Beckett nuts.
Oh, I came around. I figured it out.
Okay, I think we got one more video here.
My name is Amy. Hi, guys. My name is Amy.
Hey.
I love all the content. Jake, I love Ghost Runners. Trying to defend since literally the Vine days.
Yo.
Katie, you are fantastic.
Thank you.
And Derek's one-liners from behind the camera just bring a little something.
Family man.
But anyway, so family. Just wanted to let you know. Well, really, thank you. I don't know if you've heard this, Katie, but they say when you're pregnant, the baby can be... can hear certain things often, whether it's like a song or like a person's voice. And when they're out of the womb, you know, post-birth, that can soothe them. So, for example, I obviously listen to Correct Opinions every week. And my daughter is 4 months old and was just screaming on the way to bring my 5-year-old to school. And the second I put on Correct Opinions, she stopped. So,
wow.
Thank you for calming my child. And also, I guess, thank me for listening so much because... apparently, the voices are soothing to her.
Ooh, okay. Is that true? Wow. Have you heard that?
Yes. Yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. So we need to prep something here. What would be a great song to start training the fetus? You know, let's say if we could start training it now, maybe every week we do this, that'd be convenient. And then if it's ever crying out of hand, we could call you, be like, Jake, do what you need to do.
Yeah. I think first thing that comes to mind is
what popped in my head?
Yeah.
The classic chart-topping hit, What Does the Fox Say?
That is soothing.
Right?
Can we hear like a kind of a chopped-down acoustic version?
What does the fox say? Ring, ding, 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 ding. Ring, ding, 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 ding.
I did not even know what song you were talking about.
Yeah, then Jake comes in with it. Like, what does the fox say?
Ring, 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 ring.
Is he kicking? Is he kicking?
The point is for him is to not kick. Rock
well, by baby.
No.
Well, then it's working.
He's going to come out and he's going to be confused because
what does the fox
say? He's going to think we have a dog or something, an animal. And then when that barks, he's going to be like, oh, that's the sound I heard.
Well, dogs sleep 20 hours a day, mm-hmm. So maybe you could learn a thing or two from the dog.
Yeah. I thought about that actually this morning when I woke up. I woke up to go to the bathroom and laid back down, was trying to go back to sleep, and
less details.
He was wide
sorry,
awake.
I'm sorry.
He was wide awake, and he was just doing a dance in there. And I couldn't go back to sleep because it was so aggressive.
I've never really thought about that.
Or and this is when you woke up today and after the bathroom.
Yes.
And she went, what'd you say, number one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I did not clarify. I'm just kidding.
Dude, I didn't know that, though, which maybe that's obvious to everyone else. Like, while the baby is inside of you, it is sleep. It goes through periods of sleep and awake.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm not even... trolling right now. I didn't know that. No, I think I just thought it was permanently
no
a lot of times.
Because if I was in there, I'd drown.
A lot of times.
Is it a little fish?
You ever had an umbilical cord in your mouth? It's pretty easy. Oh, pretty easy to breathe.
Oh wow.
It doesn't go in the mouth.
People forget. Jake was one of, yes, it does.
That's how you...
It's not.
Said the mouth. What? So what?
Riddle, like, it's like scuba gear.
Yeah,
like,
what were you taught about the belly button?
So... the belly button. I thought it was just kind of like you can kind of disengage it, just kind of like a. It's about like a quarter unscrewed. It's like,
yeah, you kind of.
When you're hungry, you need
that's
to breathe.
What he does, yeah.
The baby's. It's like a, more or less a smoke break.
Yeah.
It's just the umbilical cord. Just.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, let's get that back in there. All right, let's go to bed.
Really good hand-eye coordination when they're like,
she's just crying. You ever had an umbilical cord in your mouth? Jake was one of the kids. He had it on until he was like two. He just his mom kept it on, and he.
Yeah, I didn't latch well to my mom, but something about that umbilical cord.
Gross. I'm crying.
That's nice.
Oh, man. So anyways, this morning I was thinking, like, is there a way that I could, something that, like a noise or something that would maybe like when he starts kicking, I do, or play.
Oh, fun.
And then like, it'll train him to be like, okay, when I'm rowdy, I hear this, I'm supposed to stop.
Let's see if this does anything for
you. Does that work?
Few times been around that track, but it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause you ain't no hollaback girl, ain't no hollaback girl. And
he punched me. I'm just kidding.
It's hard to fully know this, but I think he flipped me the bird.
It did nothing, huh? All right, well, I tried.
I heard the doctor once call the umbilical cord God's silly straw.
No, you have not heard that.
You've never heard that?
There's no.
That's a great format. Just one time I heard, it's not like this isn't well known, but one time I did hear this.
All sorts of doctors. Oh, that's great. Give us the, I think we haven't done this in a week or two. What's the update?
All right.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Of all forms, please.
Okay.
The inanimate object. Mm-hmm. Don't read it if it's offensive.
Thank you.
But if I'm wrong, it's...
Woo. All right. We'll start with the movie and TV props.
Yes.
It's as big as the shaving cream can from Jurassic Park.
What? Is that like
they get more cylindrical every week.
Yeah. Was there a famous scene with this?
It's Barbasol, so that's...
Oh, okay. A little stumpier than I was imagining. Uh-huh.
Is that Barbasol? Is that a Pokemon?
It's Bulbasaur, it's Barbasol.
Also.
Barbasol, that is perfect.
Bulbasaur.
The
I can't wait till
80s and 90s nostalgia is as big as a Zach Morris brick phone.
I mean, these people aren't even trying.
Any Saved by the Bell fans?
Oh, that was... Oh, that didn't click with me. Mm-hmm. Were you?
I mean, duh.
Was that my Zach. Sister was obsessed with Saved by the Bell. Did she have a Herbie situation with that show?
No.
Oh.
You don't remember Screech and...
I mean, I remember she was really into it. I wasn't as much. Mm.
But anyways, it's like one of those old time cell phones, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. Big gray one. Big clunky gray one.
But...
With the antenna.
Yeah.
But specifically Zach Morris's. Specifically.
Got it.
That's the umbilical cord.
And these are all equal to the fruit, an eggplant.
Ah. It is a boy.
So.
There's a theme.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
Very, very, just cylindrical items this week.
Yep. There's one. Well, I'm going to have a dump truck.
Oh, there's another app.
My other app says kale.
What?
Not like, it doesn't say like one piece or a bunch or anything. It just says kale.
It's like just saying corn.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
what is
kind of? Someone wrote this app in like an afternoon. just feed them random veggies. They'll download it.
Mm-hmm.
Eggplant seems way bigger than a shaving cream bottle, doesn't it? These don't seem congruent items.
I mean, they never do.
I don't know where the umbilical cord goes, so I don't know much, but it would seem two different sizes.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the update. We'll keep you updated, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, I have a little update. I forgot to say this. We were talking about Horse Girl. Kind of random connection. So I've been in the process. I've been working with someone over the last like several months building a kind of a fun like Airbnb treehouse thing, whatever. I'll let you guys know when it's available, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime... this woman texted me and was like, I randomly know Horse Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And we are friends. She was the one who got me listening to The Correct Opinions, yada, yada. And so Miranda is her name. She texted me and sent me a screenshot of her and Horse Girl texting this past week. And, you know, Miranda was like, you're on Correct Opinions again, yada, yada. And Horse Girl says, this is in writing, my dad would 100% fly all of them out if they wanted to go. They could record a podcast in Paris.
Family Guy 2 or
Family Guy? Family Guy?
Can the family man come?
He's a family man. You appreciate that, right, Dad? Okay.
So
I like the idea of this person. The Horse Girl herself hasn't said this. We're like, get this. Miranda told me
in a screenshot,
she'll buy you each a horse. I don't know where you'll put it, but
you've heard the term from the horse's mouth. The next closest thing is from the Horse Girl's mouth. Yeah. And we have it right here.
Horse Girl's dad's mouth.
Straight from Horse Girl's thumbs from Horse Girl's dad's mouth. Who gives great golf tips. Okay. No, wait, that was her.
Horse Girl Dad.
Horse Girl's golf coach.
I would go.
Okay, Katie, you made that very clear.
I'm down.
France. But it's a, wait, we said it was in France, right?
Yeah, it's in Paris.
Paris, France, Paris. 2024.
You ever been to Paris? You ever been to Europe?
I thought I'd never been to Europe, and then I did a little Google search recently. It turned out Moscow is technically in Europe, so I have been.
Moscow?
Yeah, but it doesn't. That isn't. That's not like the Europe.
It's Moscow,
like,
Idaho?
No, more west.
Okay.
Kind of.
I really thought, Jake, you were about to tell us that you are buying a horse. Oh, about that horse girl, actually.
So the,
it inspired
the treehouse the horse that she rides.
The treehouse lady was like, do you want a horse with the treehouse?
We could build a stable.
Yeah.
I was like, let's fill it up. Get fill a horsey in there.
Okay, Paris. Can't wait. Yeah, keep us posted.
I will. Mm-hmm. Screenshots only. Anna, keep working hard.
Yeah. If anyone else rides horses, wants to name their horse, let us up. hit us up. We'll find a name. I want to do something that's kind of fun. I don't think I've done this in the podcast. And I was just telling the story recently. And I thought it'd be kind of fun of like the first time I did stand up. You know, we've been doing these shows a while now. I think we've Des Moines, Orlando. See you soon. I think they're all sold out. Orlando, maybe not. We're going to announce a tour soon for next year. Y'all be the first to hear, of course. Very excited. I don't know. And do you remember the first time you did stand up?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you go. I'll prop you up. Tell us the story.
So my first time with you was in Madison, Wisconsin. And a couple of fun things. Little do we know, it's the nicest comedy club in the United States. And that's what we started with. I had no idea. I was like, oh, I guess they all have pool tables and leather everywhere. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I remember. So the plan was I was going to do 5 minutes at the beginning. Someone else was going to do 10. And I was going to do 5 minutes afterwards and introduce you. So I'm like, great. That's not too much. You know, I feel good about it. The guy in between my sets, his name was Johnny Beaner.
Which just also clarification, 10 minutes is actually like an eternity when you...
True.
Don't really know. So
typically, just, you might start with three.
Right, right. So,
and so I mean, yeah, I start with 10.
Yeah.
Trey starts with basically an hour. And so, yeah. So between my 2 5-minute sets, a guy named Johnny Beaner performs. Do you remember him much?
Oh, yeah.
He's been on Conan like 3 times.
We have done probably 30. That might be an exaggeration. I don't know. We've done, I don't know how many club weekends. I mean, we've definitely done 50 plus club shows where they're always throwing up a local host, and he is just a massive outlier
of like, this guy was so talented
of and like a, most like the host, you know, you'll be in Madison, Wisconsin, you're expecting like this guy kind of lives nearby, he's they let him up and he's trying to like build a career, but you know,
a lot of times we ask for like a clean comedian, and so usually we get maybe not their first choice,
yeah,
because they need someone clean.
And I was pissed too, because it was my first time headlining. And I guess they're like, yeah, we'll figure one out for you. Are they trying to make it hard on me? This guy had,
oh my gosh.
He had literally, we were small talking, he had moved from LA like 6 months before. He's like, I lived in LA for 15 years, professional comedian, and this is home, so.
I mean, this guy, yeah, truly, he'd been on Conan at least 3 times. I went and looked at him on Conan later. His best, like, material that he also did on Conan, he did that night. He did the Greatest Hits album right in between me. And I mean, this guy just tears the house down, and I got to go up after him. And I remember even thinking, I had little to no context of what great comedy was, but I still knew. I was like, this is amazing. And I got back up on stage. I was like, okay, didn't know I was following that guy. Well, bear with me here. You know, I think I just totally tried to own it. Like, he's been doing it a little longer, so let's see how right. I do. So,
totally. Yeah, he's got a, yeah, you see him on here, Johnny Beaner. That's funny.
He was great.
And then how'd you feel?
I'm sure if I looked back now, I would be like, that was awful. And even what you thought was laughter was not. They did not probably like it as much as you thought they did at first. Because I had zero baseline for like how they were going to respond. So
my it's cool now because my first time doing stand up, Katie was there, mm-hmm. girlfriend at the time, and friend, confidant.
Fiance.
Confidant.
When I first did it?
Colleague.
So. No. You, this is awesome. Clip this, Derek. Save it.
When did you do it the first time?
Like July.
Oh, of. I was thinking it was in the fall.
Mm. Wow.
We got it. Clarification.
She usually has a steel trap
on
these things.
We got engaged in September, so, you know, it was close. But anyways.
We're going to have a talk about this later.
Not so, guys.
I remember when I had this backwards problem of like, you can sell all these tickets to shows. What show? So I'm like, I didn't want to do a hokey thing. I was like, let me try to do like a legit comedy show. So totally. I'll try. I remember I spent hours researching like just how to even do this. And you quickly see like stand-up comedians spend however many hours and shows like working out material before they present it maybe to like more of a... And I remember just trying to find an example of someone who didn't do that so I could justify like just going and doing it. Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful. I was like, all right, let's do some guest spots. Yeah, some 10-minute sets on other comedian shows. So my agent lines up like a dozen of them. So I've got it circled on the calendar. I'm like, all right, just plan them. And I put it off. Like,
this is a few months before basically the Madison show, like the first like show where you sold tickets. This is you gearing up.
Well, yeah. So we did the headline in Madison because those had gone well enough where I was like, all right, let's try the headlining thing. But so I'm just trying this. And in my head right now, I'm like, if I go up a few times and I just suck or I hate this, like we'll just never mess with this again. But the first time I went up was in Des Moines, Iowa.
I know. What a full circle. You're going back there
We're back. We're headlining for the first time and y'all are selling out a lot of tickets. A circle.
No point.
Eggplant. It was a little like this. And it was in Des Moines because I was like, don't even put me in Kansas City. Like I need to be...
I don't want anyone. I don't even want
like a friend of a friend of a friend to witness this. Like
totally.
So we drive 3 hours up there, and the headliner's Taylor Tomlinson.
No way.
I forgot that. Pre her Netflix and everything. So she's
blown up.
She's about to pop. Mm-hmm. So she's very funny, obviously, but it's a Thursday night, and there's maybe 40. She sold like 40 tickets. You know, this is before what she's doing now. So that's kind of cool. So I go and I walk in. It's just so humiliating to think back to it because I walk in and kind of like, you know, where do I go? And like the green's over there. And I remember like, and now having headlined, like a lot of the time, like someone you don't know will pop in and just kind of meet you like, hey, I'm on the show tonight. What's everyone's name? It's good to meet you. And they'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
Or they'll sit down and maybe kind of be cool or small talk you. But I was just like, I guess I'm just supposed to sit in this room, right? So I feel like I just walked in. I was like, hey, I'm Trey. I never met Taylor because she like showed up like last minute, but it was like two comedians, the guy who was hosting and then the guy who was opening for her. And I was doing like a guest spot, but I thought there was only the host, me, and then her. Like I just was clueless. Yeah. And so they're like, he's like, I'm hosting tonight. Good to meet you, man. I looked at this other guy and I'm just trying to be nice and small talk. I'm like, and what about you, man? What do you do? You work here? Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm a comedian.
Oh,
I was like, oh,
cool.
Like we're in the green room of a comedy show. I'm like, okay. So yeah, he goes, I'm the feature. And I go, what's that?
Feature. Like you make films?
Like I'm the feature act of the show. And then, the hostess asked me, what do you want me to say? I'm like, just say my name to introduce me up there. And if you don't know, the host is the guy who he's emceeing. He's in doing some bits and also introducing each act. But then I see him, he's going to introduce me up, and then the other guy's after me. So I'm thinking, oh, shoot, I got to introduce him, I guess. So I went over to him. The guy I've already embarrassed him and like, do you work here? He's like, what do you say? And I've already lied to these people when they're like, how long have you been doing this? I'm like, not a year. So, you know, I wasn't going to say, this is the first time I've set foot in a comedy. I go, do I announce you on? What do you want me to say? And he just looks at me and goes, you've never done this before, have you? And he was pretty gracious. I remember hearing him laugh a couple of times, like clearly a supportive, like, haha. Oh,
good.
But I did my 10 minutes in 7 minutes. Very nervous.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
Yeah.
It was. I didn't bomb.
Good enough.
You did good.
Like one of those bits in that very first thing, like was in the special.
Stuck
like,
around.
I worked so hard on it. I remember we did that, drove back home. I remember feeling kind of like just not like pumped, but just a huge like, you know what? I did do this thing I was terrified of and
it's over.
I don't know if I was really a sign that I'm going to be great at this, but oh, did it.
So you drove all the way up to Des Moines to do the seven minute show.
And then we drove back.
Watched Taylor, the feature Taylor. Comedian who I again embarrassed. He was great. Taylor was great. Drove home.
Are any of those people, like the feature or host, were they local to Des Moines? Will we see them?
They weren't.
Dang it.
So I remember small talking him too. He was like, he had driven from Denver.
Oh, wow.
Know, like those features, they were grinding. So
that's impressive.
I don't know. Maybe the host, if he's still around, but
that's fun.
Yeah.
I remember my first time.
No, and I remember to finish the story. Sorry. Dustin Nickerson, who's like a buddy of mine. You've maybe seen it. He opens for Taylor now.
Cool.
I met him on the road with John Crist. He texted me. He's like, Taylor said, I heard you like did a set tonight. Taylor said you did pretty good. And she's like, which she's kind of bummed about. She wanted to see you bomb. Which I thought was funny.
Oh, that's a fun culture I'm a part of.
She got there and the feature was like, this guy.
Yeah, well, she probably was like the internet guy. But to this day, I was like, I mean, she, for her to like, I don't know if she meant it or not, but any kind of a decent compliment, I was like.
Totally. No. That means the world.
No.
My first time ever actually doing stand-up comedy was, I think, my junior year of college. I had somehow been given this opportunity and they wanted to do this comedy club, or sorry, this coffee shop wanted to do an open mic night, and they asked me if I would do comedy. Like, you make your funny Facebook videos. So I was like, sure, yeah, let's take a whack at it. I work at a summer camp. How hard could it be? And dude, I went up there, and luckily I don't remember much, but I remember doing all the like classic things that you hear people make fun of first time comedians doing. I was doing every one of those things. Like the joke where it's like, Who was the first guy to invent fill in the blank? Like, I did that joke format because I didn't
you
know.
You start look. It's like Brick and like Anchorman starts looking at things. Lamp. Who was the first one to thought of that? Hey, this light needs a little skirt on it.
I mean, this guy's showing up in pants. It's like it's like shorts times two.
Yeah,
right.
Like your shorts. Do you give your shorts an inferiority complex?
Derek is like
4 minutes.
It's working for him. Yeah,
we're just murdering with Derek right here. He's like, right, you guys should write that down.
That would be funny. Just purposely doing terrible crowd work. What's your name? David. We got the same life at the beginning and the end.
The whole
there's just no punchline.
Anti jokes.
Yeah,
those are. You ever see? Oh, I forget his name.
Norm MacDonald did a really good one on a roast.
Yeah, who? Is that who I'm thinking of? I don't think though. There's this other guy like on YouTube or something who did like a full set of like kind of just anti jokes or like fake bombing, or like his character was just like a weird guy bombing.
Well, Kyle Mooney, like, that was his thing.
That was kind of his thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of that. I saw Aaron Weber. He was another good opener we had who's open. He's
yeah,
on
Bogazzi's yeah, yeah.
podcast. He had a super viral TikTok where he did a little bit where he kind of did that. I don't think he was an actual audience. I think he was just on stage making
fake.
And he was just like, what do you do? Yeah, he's like, I'm a welder. He's like, welder, man. What do you, man, that, what do you make? You make, it was 60 seconds of just bombing a brutal crowd work and it went viral. It's like, yeah, it's like, oh, it can be hilarious if you purposely do it.
You just never come around to a punchline.
Okay. You're just like getting to know the guy live.
I did that one time. What was one of those shows? I was doing crowd work with a guy, and he was from Iowa, from a similar part of where Rachel's from. And I feel like we were just genuinely connecting on stage. I kind of forgot I was supposed to.
How do you think about the hot guys this year?
I mean, I forget where we were. It was like Huntsville, Alabama. And he's like, I was like, where are you from? And he's like, Iowa. I was like, no way. What part?
Do you know the Coops? Yeah. No kidding.
How's the crops? How's the harvest? Good. I'm surprised you can get down here. It's harvest season.
Right.
Yeah, my future father. Right. I mean, I heard all about
it. They wanted
Lehigh
to be
by
here.
The 4th of July. Yeah, it's a good yield. Yeah. I'm like, wait, I'm performing right now. Just a little too relational on the stage.
Great.
Can you think of a time that you really like bombed a joke? Like when you were testing a joke, like the worst one ever?
I probably had been up 5 or 6 times, and it was my first 4 or 5 times were all the same. Like, this is going okay.
Yeah.
And I was kind of a little bit, I was going to committed to these, however many, you know, like dozen sets I had, but I was like, you know, I'm starting to feel like how, you know, I don't know if this is doing a lot for me. And like, I'm just getting insanely nervous going up, making people kind of laugh and leaving. I don't really need this in my life. But I was very lucky it all happened this way. Like, the first time was a disaster. And then I crushed before I ever bombed. So I went up in front of this.
Yeah.
You know, most of these were these guest spots with a few dozen people in the audience. And there was this one, it was Godfrey was headlining. So it was this sold out all black audience. So like, I grew up around a lot of black folks and some black culture. So I feel comfortable in that setting, but there's a little bit of nerves. I was like, will they think this is funny?
Maybe I'm not who they're expecting. Yeah. And I got to like earn some respect or something.
But I got up and they just were like super high energy and showed me so much love. And I was, it was the first time I like ad-libbed a little bit. I threw out a couple of this or that. And I was just, I mean, they were just an easy crowd. And I got off and I was like, I see why people do this. Whoa. And then I did a couple more sets and fine. And then I was getting more and more confident and probably preparing less and less. And I went up to another all black crowd. And so I was like, I mean, I'm basically a black comic. I mean, these are my people.
Yeah.
And I go up and I start with something newer.
You have to preface the person that went before you. That is part of the story.
That is part of it. Thank you, Katie. Were we engaged or married at this time?
I don't know. He got up and when he just would tell a joke and then he would just stand there and wait for people to laugh.
A guy.
I mean, I'm gonna outlast you.
It was
to be fair.
It was silent.
The guy went up before me, bombed harder than I'd ever witnessed someone.
Can we get an example?
Yeah. But I was also impressed with them because I was still in the phase of like if something goes wrong up there, I'm gonna fall apart. Like I'm so nervous.
I'm just gonna quickly move on to the next thing.
That's true.
He was bombing so confidently.
Yeah,
I mean, he didn't care at all. He was dying. People were like, you hear people kind of like scoffing at him at some point. And he's like, come on. Or he's like, I saw you guys ever see those things in the dealership flying around? I think I saw someone in the back doing this going, we need representation. And that it would be that quiet. And he'd be like,
and then he would just stand there.
And he'd just stand there and be like,
and wait,
do you guys not?
I don't even.
I mean, I'm butchering a little bit, but it didn't make sense.
People were not in a good place.
He also was very ambiguous looking, and he just flung out an N-word, and the whole crowd kind of was like, wait, what? And then he kind of explained he was half black, but he, like, you know how most biracial people, like, it's quick, but he was one that, like...
That doesn't seem like how you should do it.
It was not obvious at all that he had any black genes in him. So he says it. And I remember being like, oh my God, dude, he's going to start a riot. And then he explains and you felt the crowd ease when he's like, part of the bit was like, yeah, people, they don't realize I'm half black. So that's funny. But it was just like, I don't know if that is funny. So I did follow that.
Yeah.
He low key racially called everyone the N-word.
Yeah.
And then I get up there and I, for the first time experience, a punchline that just is radio silence.
Yeah.
Just fell apart. And it was apparently black people don't watch Queer Eye. It was the joke. You've heard it if you come to the show, but it's just a quick little one-liner. Like, you know, my dad tried to raise a guy that didn't cry, but I bawled my eyes out to a whole season of five gay dudes giving girls makeovers or something. And they just looked at me like, what is he talking about? And I was just, and I think I tried to move on.
I'm sorry.
And I just kind of felt, and I could at one point hear chuckles, and it was like chuckling. You could tell like, oh, they're like talking amongst themselves, probably laughing at me.
Shoot.
And I did pivot to a bit that had worked and really crushed with the first black audience and kind of like got, you know, I didn't get avoided like getting booed out of the place.
Yeah.
But I remember leaving there with Katie, like, and she had to really be, she was very kind to me. I remember that was probably horrible to watch. I was just like, I don't want to ever do that again. Like that. How do people go on? And you do learn to be like, okay, that wasn't funny, whatever. But it was, one of the worst experiences of my life.
That sounds awful. That sounds awful.
And now it's great because if you bomb, like because you gain confidence. You're like, I know some people think I'm funny. If I go in front of it's bomb, like, well, whatever. This, and you can kind of like embrace it and be like, this isn't going well, huh? This is not. But when you don't have any experience and you don't get it, it's like
you don't have like things in your back pocket you could fall back on.
You're just dying up there. It was crazy. So
we're better now. Although we didn't talk much about Corpus Christi last episode. That was our most recent set of shows. I was not in the exact same situation, but I feel like I was in a little bit of a situation where I had to go up on stage and the crowd wasn't exactly warmed up.
Yeah, I don't interesting. Not naming a name, but yeah, our host was a sweetheart, but didn't. And I feel for this person because I don't think, mainly. To give them the benefit of the doubt, it doesn't appear they get the memo that it's like, we work clean. We try to do like a fun, lighthearted show. And came out hot with like kind of very R-rated material, which didn't help them probably.
Yeah, just a lot of F words over and over. And like a lot of the F words were like the punchline. Or like there's a whole story about stuff her about daughter losing her virginity.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm about to go up there and say I don't know what French kissing is. So
it's yeah. gonna be a little different. It made your weekend probably a little tough.
I also got in big trouble because there's limited seating in every green room. It's tiny. You know, I was like letting her like sit down, you know, but she goes up to perform. I need a spot to eat my pizza. Her purse is in where I was sitting. I take her purse. I set it on the ground to eat my pizza. She comes back in and she asked me, I think you and Alan were kind of talking, maybe you heard, but she said, don't you know not to set a Mexican lady's purse on the ground? And I said, no, I hadn't heard
like,
that one.
You're like, because everyone thinks we're comedians. Oh, we're busting each other's chops. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it was like kind of apologetic, but trying to read the room very much. And then she was just like, oh, it's okay. But don't ever set my purse down on the ground. I was like, okay. And then probably like 30 minutes went by and she made sure to tell me one more time. I think you were maybe like about to be done performing or something. She's like, all right, I'm gonna go out there. I'll see you guys later. Jake, make sure my purse stays on the seat. Okay. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yikes. I don't know. And then I think for the rest of the weekend, things changed. We didn't even see her the next night. She hung me out to dry on stage.
You are a monster.
I was like that, you know, she was the host. So it's like, I don't introduce Trey. She does. So I'm like, all right, I know you guys are excited to see Trey. Give it up for so-and-so. She's going to come back up. Keep that applause going. I don't see her. She's sneaky. She's around here somewhere, though. She's coming. Oh, no, that's someone going to the bathroom. Okay, well, does anyone see...
Right,
the host.
So my cue is to like just to look for the host and be like, "All right, I'm about to go on here in the next minute or two." And I just kind of faintly hear Jake go, "Well, give it up for Trey!" Yeah. And I just start howling.
I tried to be so loud because I knew Trey would not be expecting me to announce him.
One more time, make some noise for Trey!
Trey Kennedy! Trey!
Get
Trey!
There!
That's his name.
I mean, that was the last show of the weekend, right? I love that idea where she's like, "I'm done."
Got out of there. Didn't say bye. We never saw her again. I don't know what happened. So that's sorry. Sorry yeah, to you, sorry
any,
to her.
Yeah, if we have any Mexican listeners, let us know if maybe we learned something. Tell us, if setting a Mexican lady's purse on the ground is like the worst thing you can do, let us know. Because anytime I go to a nice taco spot, I move the purses around. So
stop.
Maybe they don't like that. But let us know, because you never know, culturally. Oh my gosh, culturally.
Yikes.
That might be my word I can't say.
Fetishizing.
Katie, say consensus.
Consensus.
Sounds a lot. Yes!
Consensus.
That's funny. Well, y'all, we're hoping you're having a great Thanksgiving. Listen to this while you're traveling to your family or whatever, or Turkey Day. Maybe you're spending time with family. If you're like Derek, he's leaving his family. He's not even... Not kidding. He's a family man. And we want to do this segment again because... I enjoyed it, and y'all enjoyed it. So Judge Jake is back. We need to get you like a gavel or something.
That would be nice. That would be nice.
I'm gonna.
He's gonna Amazon one, right?
Yeah, now. The Amazon makes it easy. We'll get you a nice one, okay?
Thank you. Hey, I don't want to hear it. All right, I'm gonna get you a nice
Put
one.
Judge Jake on. It'll be here in 6 to 8 weeks.
Great. Thank you.
So, Judge Jake is back, and this time. The disagreement. We need an update on this. So Katie and I, every married couple knows this, sleeping with your spouse, you get, you know, it can be tricky to get used to. Then you get very used to it. Now you sometimes you can struggle to sleep apart. Or some people like, what about you, Derek? You sleep great. Or are you like, when I get the bed to myself, it's kind of nice.
Bed to myself is very nice. Okay. I'm, yeah.
So it goes either way. Well, Katie, because she is a wonderful lady, but in some ways, psychopath.
Wow, that's a hard start.
Well, she early on, you know, I was very much like, okay, stop touching me and let's separate here and go to bed. Mm-hmm. She persistently weared me down like you would. I don't know. And like wouldn't stop until
sure
now
did.
I'm like, I can't sleep when you get over here. So that's the case. And now Katie usually falls asleep within 40 seconds.
Yeah.
pregnant probs starting to maybe like have a little restlessness or feeling hot, or now the baby's really moving around. So that's keeping her up.
Holla back girl isn't working.
It's not.
So now she's gotten in her head to where we're laying there together, and I can be a very finicky sleeper. So slowly over the last few weeks, it's slowly started with, usually I'm just her coming over here. She's out. And then I got to work on going out. But I'll notice she was over here and she'll just move. She'll kind of move. After a while, I'm like, are you good? She's like, I just can't. We can't get, I'm just hot. So, and so after a little bit of that, I go, okay, I need you to stop, because I need to go to sleep. And now she's in her head where she's laying there like paralyzed. And she's like, if I move, he's going to want me to move and I don't want to move.
It's like my nose itches so much when I can't move.
And now we're to the point where like her belly will be near me and I'll feel the baby next to her. I'm like, okay, now get up. You're too close to me. So now recently, the last week or so, it's been, I'm like, we got to separate. It's too much. And she doesn't want to. Katie, anything else to add to that?
Your argument?
Yes. So, before pregnancy, and just in general, I guess not even before pregnancy, Trey is not a great sleeper, which means there have
the
been
the tone in every Judge Jake scenario. I just have to note that. So Trey, big bad
just
Trey,
really getting into my character.
Yeah.
He's a bad sleeper. And so there have been countless nights where he is thrashing around.
Thrashing.
And it is thrashing. He does not move. He does not move gently.
Okay.
And has kept me awake. And I have always just been so kind and nice. Like, you okay? You know, I'm sorry you can't sleep. And then when I move, he's like, get over there.
Get over there.
And I'm like, what happened? I mean, I was so nice when this was you.
That is why the worst way I treat you ever is like, for whatever. I'm so bad at sleeping that in the middle of the night, if I get woken up, I'll be furious. I'm like, it might take me 30 minutes to go back to sleep.
Wow. That is bad.
Well, a lot of people can relate to this. I know you can't, Jay. You could, I'd be like, go to sleep, and you do it.
I'll do it by the end of this podcast.
Yeah, you literally could. And you know, so, and Katie can be honestly too nice to me sometimes. So I'll be like thrashing. She'll be like, oh, it's okay.
Are you having a thrashmare?
It's okay. And there's nights where I'm like, if you move again, I'm going to go to the guest room. She's like,
do I need
stop.
Amazon a second bed? I can get another bed here
by
tomorrow.
You know how fast I can Amazon. It's terrible.
So I guess I'm saying,
but
you
to be fair,
be
in the last week though,
me.
I've been very kind. It's just a short fuse. I'll be like,
it
all right,
a short fuse.
That's the sixth time you've kind of kicked me. We're done here. Kindly, I go, okay, it's time to move over. And then she's kind of like, oh. So I guess Judge Jake, should we or should we not fight through and keep battling through this as her and the baby kick me?
Okay.
Or should we, as I think, just take our loss until the baby is out and cord is detached and just kind of do our separate side of the bed thing.
Okay. I have a few questions. Katie's twitching. This is a question for either of you. Where does the twitching come from on the body?
So that is a great question.
Whoa.
Because the way she does it riddles anxiety through my body. Okay. It's not just kind of normal. Like imagine these are her feet. Ankles are the wrists. This is her feet. This is the only part that moves. And it'll be near me, right? Enough to maybe just brush me a little. And she'll just slowly go.
Like, she's like painting? It's like a soft stroke.
It's a psycho movement. It's a very slow rotation. Like, picture a sloth, like, slowly grabbing the next branch. Just these feet slow. And so I'm sitting there. And it's so subtle that I'll be like, is she actually moving or am I imagining it?
It's like when you hit, your foot hits something under a table and you don't know if it was someone else's foot or like the table leg. You're like, is that, it's got to be Katie's leg.
And so it's not like I'll kind of move like quickly like that. And you just lay there and you kind of just hear a.
She creeps back.
Okay. To be fair, the reason why is that I think my feet recently, they're. Like, I don't know if they're like a little swollen or, you know, they're just kind of like when I finally laid down, it's like they need to be stretched and popped. So I kind of am just like working them out, you know?
Got it. All right. I have a solution. That was all I needed to know. Two things that are going to happen. First of all, you guys will now be sleeping in a position. I heard one doctor call it reverse spooning. Are you familiar with this? So it would be butt to butt.
Mm.
Feet kind of, legs kind of making the same, like, you know, kind of zigzag
yep.
motion.
Yep.
You know, they're okay. like parallel. So butt to butt, you know, Katie's belly is out of the way. And then the second thing we're going to do, Trey, are you familiar with the things that cats use to like claw, you
oh,
know,
very,
to like sharpen
very,
their
yes,
claws so
yes.
they don't like scratch the furniture? Mm-hmm. You're going to put essentially, I think they make stockings that are like that. So when you sleep, you're going to put those over your legs and that's going to allow Katie to just kind of scratch away at your like shins and calves.
And that's how we kind of still connect.
And that way Katie still feels pressure. She still feels like she's connecting and hopefully it won't feel that much to you.
Great. It kind of soothed me almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's great.
And she you
got a more Amazon purchases.
I thought you were going to go in the direction of like Trey needs to give me a foot massage before bed every night to like work that out so that I wouldn't move it anymore.
If you wore like a size 6, I'd be down. But you try massaging a pair of 11 clobhoppers. I mean, I'm getting my elbow in there. I mean, these things.
Yeah.
I'll do one a night.
A masseuse should charge right. like, hey, this is my rate if you're 5'5". Every inch above
right?
that. Yeah. Why are they just doing a flat rate? Way more surface area.
Mm-hmm.
Shaq goes in there for a massage.
No
That's
kidding.
A good point.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you, Judge Jake.
Yes, of course.
Order.
Court
honor.
Out of session. Katie's hurrying to get that foot massage. It was never going to happen at Judge Jake's court.
Oh, wow. Wow.
How long have we been going?
58 minutes.
Okay. I'm having fun. You guys, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
You know, it's kind of my first time having a significant enough of a lady in my life to really do a joint kind of holiday thing. So Iowa, a couple days of Thanksgiving. Stratford / Branson for a couple other days of Thanksgiving. So if anyone's in Branson, holler at me. Probably going to be in Silver Dollar City this Saturday. Let me know if you're there.
Horse girl.
Also, tough series of words for me to say. Silver Dollar City.
Silver Dollar City.
My whole life I've just gone like...
is that I'll be in Silver Dollar City.
I am fetishizing amusement parks. Whoops. Yeah, my whole life I've just been like, hey, you want to go to Branson? We can go to Silver Dollar City. And people know if you're in the area, but I'm not saying it. Silver Dollar City. You get it.
Derek salivating at the thought of Branson. You can see him.
Derek, you got to be in the
family man.
You got to be in the 417.
There's like a 60% chance we are actually going down there. We're talking about
Branson.
Yep,
we might. Wow. Be in the okay, if the stars align.
Indoor water park.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the kids will have a blast there. Are both your daughters like old enough to run around water parks? When are they?
The oldest is terrified of things.
When can you like stop paying attention to them at one point?
Never.
Okay.
I got a 3 and a 1.5-year-old, so.
Okay. So
not the best swimmers.
Okay. Working on it.
Yeah. That's fun. Cool. Katie, what are you doing?
Well, this
you
is actually.
Plans?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we are going to Dallas, in case you didn't know.
Are you looking at me or you?
Yeah. Actually, all of us.
The Paris crew. Going to Dallas.
Horse girl's got to meet. Yeah, we're going down. My sister will have a child by then. But we're recording this and she doesn't. But when you listen to this, she does.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're listening to this, Trey is desperately probably trying to prepare a turkey. And she is desperately trying to say, Trey, if you get out a pot, it's going to throw off.
That, are both ovens on? I can tell.
It's messing with me.
So we're just, I guess, it won't be normal Thanksgiving. It'll be very interesting to see if I hang out with my sister and her husband a lot or very little. I don't know.
But we're going to meet our niece. Mm-hmm. So that's super fun.
Meat is kind of a stretch. We're going to look at it.
That's like a bonfire.
Yeah.
It's like you kind of look at it and don't say anything.
Yeah, I don't. And what's your name? You know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't like that joke? Katie, I love, we have one nephew. So we're about to have a nephew and a niece. So I joke because we have like, there's a lot of us. So I was like, there's going to be like 15 of these. So we kind of need to start. Just treat the first one like the 15th one. I don't care about the 15th.
Yeah,
one.
You don't want to set the precedent that you're going to go to every niece and nephew's thing.
Mm-hmm. That could be table that for another Judge Jade.
Yeah,
should
that's
we
a,
care
that's
about
a good,
our nieces and nephews?
Yeah, okay. We'll table that one.
Should they be at the water park by themselves? last few days, I noticed that my house is not getting very warm, which I'm a pretty low maintenance guy, but that's something I want in the wintertime.
You're a big
house.
Shelter guy.
Yeah, that was one of my big things. Top four, I'd say. And so, yeah, just like thermostat set to like 72. It can only get to like 61. Getting pretty chilly in the morning.
Yeah.
When I finally got a hold of, I tried to call so many different people and everyone's like, we don't have any availability. I finally called one company and they're like, can you kind of tell me the issue? And I was like, yeah, the thermostat's at 61. She's like, oh, we will put you in the emergency column. I was like, oh, sweet. I didn't realize it was that bad. I mean, my roommates were there all week and didn't say a word to me. I got back from Corpus Christi. I was like, guys, it's pretty cold in the house.
Dude, guys can be crazy. I had a roommate once that like, because I had an old house that in the heat of the summer, it really would struggle to get cooler than like 70, like six or something. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of, it's on the cusp, like, man, this is, well, my parents would love that temperature for whatever mm-hmm. reason. And I had, my roommate's room in particular was like the hottest. I remember finally one day like walking in there and being like, dude, whoa.
Are you growing plants in here?
Yeah, what's happening? He's like, it's hot, but it's fine. I was like, why aren't you, it's 83 degrees in here. You're sleeping here?
It's like, I can't store chocolate in here.
It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, did you get home and your roommates were like wearing their jackets inside and they're just like, it's fine.
They didn't say anything. I feel like, because when you come in from the cold, you don't notice it because it's still so much warmer than the cold. It's more the morning. So I'm like, I am frigid. And so I mentioned things to my roommates like, did you guys not notice? And Harrison said, he's like, you know, I did notice that I'd been spending more time under the covers when I wake up, but I thought that was more just my own laziness than just wanting to get out of bed. I was like, no, it's probably because your body knows it's freezing out there. So anyway, I get a company yesterday who says, yeah, we'll be by there sometime, whenever we can, but we'll put you in the emergency. I was like, great. And so they call me just like at like noon and like, hey, we're going to be there in 5 minutes. I was like, oh, I mean, that's awesome, but I'm not there right now. I didn't know. That was the one time you want this to happen. Right. And so they're like, okay, well, we'll just put you at the back of the queue. I was like, that's fine. I'll be there later today. And all day, I kind of forget about it. Probably like 9 p.m. hits. And I'm like, ah, those guys, they never called me back. Hmm. That is such a bummer. And then probably 45 minutes later, I get a phone call from like a 913 number. I'm like, could this be them? I answer it. And they're like, this is Anthony's HVAC. And I was like, no way.
At 9:45 p.m.?
Yes. And I was like, you guys are still working? I'm like, that's right. That's right. And they give me some like tagline. And they're like, we'll be over about 15 minutes. I was like, great. And so a guy comes over at 10 p.m. And it was just me and him in the house. And kind of a weird vibe. I don't know if he gets paid like... You know how in the military, like if you're close to like the front lines, you get like danger pay. Yeah. I don't know if he gets that. Like if you have to work at night, like at 10 p.m., uh-huh. you get like more pay. But he was an interesting individual. He had a few catchphrases that he used. Mm. So yeah, I live in Kansas City. The Royals are the baseball team. When he got done, he comes upstairs and I go, everything working? He goes, well, just like the Royals bullpen, I bring the heat.
No kidding?
He said that.
Was he ancient?
He was, no, he was like between 45 and 55.
That's a great. He says that every house.
Yeah. If you're like an HVAC guy, put that in your back pocket. That's nice. Also, the Royals suck.
So, yeah, they're also terrible. Yeah. One of the worst teams in baseball.
Like, I don't really get the joke, sir. We had the highest DRA all year.
One of the other things
that
said,
was that a correct baseball thing to say?
Good baseball guy thing.
That was really on the fence with that.
Very well done. One of the other little things he said was, when he's finally over, this one's a little predictable. He's like picking up his tools. He's like, well, suppose I'll take my toys and go home and play. And I was like, all right. Or something like that. I'll take my toys to somebody else's playground. I think that's what he said. Because he had like another call after that.
And another one after that.
They're all kind of weird innuendo a little.
Yeah. He said he works until midnight. Like it's like a rotating, like one person from that company per day just has the graveyard shift. They just have to work till midnight. And I was like, wow, well, thanks for coming by. So. Yeah.
Not a chance I would have let him come over. I'd have been like, no.
Well, ma'am, looks like you got me fully loaded. I'll be out of here in a hurry.
Have we really done that joke
enough?
That
was the last one. That was a good one. Okay. Thanks. Okay. I feel like a nice tie up the episode there. Well, keep us posted on him. Maybe have him back. Has he fixed it?
He was great. It appears to work. I woke up pretty warm this morning and... It was just a great exchange. As it ended, he's like handing me the iPad and, you know, he's like, I need you to sign this. And I don't know if you know, but with our service, you could join our membership club and you get 10% off. He gives me his whole sales pitch. And I was like trying to actively listen. And so I wanted to make sure I heard him correctly. I was like, so you have to pay this much money, but it only gets you 10% off just routine maintenance, not actual problems. And he's like, look, I'm a good tech, but I'm a bad salesman. Okay. And I was like, oh gosh, I'm sorry. I felt so bad. I was like, I'm not trying to insult your salesmanship. I don't want to be a part of the HVAC membership club. Yeah. Sorry. I don't know what your conversion rate is. Yeah, I'm not interested.
Usually a salesman probably don't care. He's telling his boss, I couldn't sell him again, boss. I can fix the heater. I can't fix my personality.
He's like, I tried new jokes and new taglines.
I Googled HVAC jokes. Yeah. Dude, see, I remember one time my sister, who's not this weird, but she did this weird thing where she was going to have a maid of honor speech. And so she's coming to me, which meant a lot to me as a guy who tries to be funny. She's like, Trey, I need your help. I need to be funny up there. I need to be funny.
I need a funny rap.
Yeah, not a rap, thankfully, but not far off. So she's like, check out this, what I have. And it was like a very typed, any like classic maid of honor. And she had inserted a couple jokes. She said she confessed to Googling jokes to put in. And like, what were they? They were like, I think we're all surprised we're here, except the bride.
What?
There was stuff that like was so that like, I was like, maybe you don't need to be like a stand-up comedian up there. Just
do
just
what's
be
natural
you.
To you.
It was so funny. I'd never heard of that before. People Googling jokes. And I know there's people listening right now that have Googled jokes for some kind of, we got to add a little touch of humor in here.
Here's your challenge for this week. Fans out there, Google a specific like industry of jokes, like HVAC jokes or something, and send us like the video submissions.
Yeah.
Like tell us what you Googled and then give us a few. Try to make us laugh.
Yeah.
I Googled zookeeper jokes. Here are the best three.
Try to make us laugh more than the HVAC guy. Bet you can't. Better take my toys to another playground. Just kidding. I'm not allowed near 100 feet near playground. That's why I work at night for an HVAC company. Well, that's nice of them. I guess, yeah. I've always thought of that. Like, my AC goes out, which feels more common. Like I won't die, but like
heating.
If you can't get my heater going pretty soon.
Yeah, we'll be burning trash in the backyard or something.
So
it's
great.
Working.
Cool. Katie, anything else? What are you doing like for Black Friday?
Oh, I have a nice long list.
Katie shops like it's Black Friday year round.
She does.
So.
I do. I really do.
You gotta get the freaking mural up. The wallpaper.
Yeah.
So Judge Dake, I don't know. That didn't matter. We're doing it.
Yep. I got it all rolled out. Got someone booked.
Yesterday she said to me, quote, well, basically, I just really want to do it, so I'm going to do it.
It's passion.
Yeah. Which I didn't know you could do that, Verge. I never knew that play. I didn't know I could just be like, well, basically, Katie, I really want it, so I'm just going to straight up do it.
You do know that. I think you do.
Name one thing.
Oh,
I did.
Crypto.
BlockFi.
Lost a lot more money than that wallpaper. Let me just
I
tell
told you.
You
it's not lost yet,
it's
but there's
frozen.
A decent chance.
Cold front came through.
I would like to say that I, after talking about my feet, I noticed I've been moving my feet this whole
oh, really?
Podcast.
Feet, you can't keep them still.
I just kind of keep them moving. There's a lot. I mean, I got to get the circulation moving.
I bet it is a circulation thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good job.
Yeah, great job. Keep it up. Yeah. Okay. Are you really? What are we getting on Black Friday?
Well, I'm not going to go to any stores, but there's still some stuff we need for the baby. That get it on
these cribs. Derek, did you how much money did you spend on cribs? Are they that expensive?
We got ours at Nebraska Furniture Mart, and just like Jake's story, they said they're going to deliver it at a time.
Mm.
They delivered it at 12:30. At night.
Whoa.
What?
And the guy didn't apologize or even say anything. We're like, what is going on? Yeah. Nebraska Furniture Mart.
What?
They did that to me one time. They delivered to me once at, no exaggeration, probably, no, yes. I was like, yes. They delivered to me once. I was the first stop on their route at no lie, 6:45 in the morning on a Saturday. I'm getting a call and of course I'm kind of ignore it. Because I'm annoyed, like, okay, why am I getting woken up?
You yell out, stop kicking. Yeah. Oh, sorry, it's a phone call.
And then I, like, see a voicemail or this, like, we're almost there. So I just, like, sprint out of bed and let these guys in. And I'm just, like, furious. I'm like, what?
What were you getting then?
It was when we were moving our house, I don't know, 2 years ago. Just, like, some piece of furniture in there. But it's like,
I was going to say, maybe their policy is, like, Derek was getting a baby crib. And, like, you're going to be up at this hour a lot with this baby. So we're going to go ahead and just deliver it to you. Like if you're getting like a, I got a coffee stand.
Yeah.
We're going to give it to you at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Because you seem like a coffee, a morning guy.
I'm sorry, sitting there 6 a.m. like, good gosh, where do I put this?
Right, I don't have a stand.
Yeah.
I don't have a cart.
But yes, very expensive.
Yeah. I've learned that, but it's going to be a beautiful crib.
It will be.
And I pitched this. I didn't think about this. I realized like, so this kid's going to be several years old, toddler. He's like, I love bugs or something. And he's got this just, thank goodness his nursery could be featured in a magazine of Joanna Gaines or something. But he wishes it was purple.
Well, it's a very versatile mural, so.
Ooh, I have a buddy who has like a four-year-old, a few kids. He told me, I don't know if Derek, family man.
Yeah.
If you're around to hear about this. No, is this true? Parents too out there. He says his wife they've redone the kids' rooms like 7 times. It's like a weird thing she has. She's like, we need to redo this again. Make it look cute. That's not your.
Haven't done that. No, we've disagreed on paint, and then it just kind of stayed at whatever color.
Oh, so. That's why I should just maybe go in and keep arguing until it finally.
Nothing happens.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. That's good. That's good advice.
It's like did
Congress
it all,
and the House of Representatives.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna filibuster for the next 3 months.
Well, I bought everything, so
All right. Well, I think that's an episode, guys. We hope you have a great holiday. Thanks for listening as always. Eat up, or if you're vegetarian,
you still
your
eat
best.
Or
horse girl. Make sure you're practicing because now we would like to go to the Olympics.
We would.
Yeah. No days off, horse girl. All right. You better be training this week.
Judge Jake. Thanks, y'all. 5-star reviews. Thanks. Much love. See you soon. Peace. Direct opinion.